感谢神，我们今天我们来到神的殿中，我们一起来思想主的话语。我们今天是联合崇拜，那么我不知道我们 preschool 的也是在这啊，好啊，如果有需要回到自己主日学房间的就可以离开，如果愿意留跟我们一起来参加联合崇拜，非常欢迎啊。
Now all the nursery children and preschool kids can go back to your classroom.
啊，如果就是这一段时间以来，就是我们弟兄姊妹朋友们，如果每个主日会来到教会当中啊，你一定会知道，我们这一段时间以来一直在主日当中，我们思想的是马太福音。
If you've been coming to our church, you will notice that we've been studying the Gospel of Matthew.
啊，我们今天还是继续来思想马太福音第八章。
Today we'll continue our study of Matthew chapter 8.
好，我们可以看到这个大屏幕，我们一起来读啊，马太福音八章28节到34节。
Let's first read Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 to 34.
好，我们可以看到这个大屏幕，我们一起来读马太福音八章28节到34节。28节起，耶稣既住到那边去，来到加拉太人的地方，就有两个被鬼附的人从坟茔里出来，迎着他，极其凶猛，甚至没有人能从那条路上经过。他们喊着说：“神的儿子，我与你们有什么相干？”
时候还没有到，你就上这里来叫我们
的兄弟。OK， 对不起。我们进入猪群吧。耶稣说：“去吧。”这就出来进入猪群，全体突然长下山崖，他在海里淹死了。放猪的人就逃跑进城，将这一切事和被鬼附的人所遭遇的都告诉人。合城的人都出来迎见耶稣，既见了，就央求他离开他们的境界啊！感谢神，我们圣经就读到这里啊！我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We thank you that you've given us your word to be a light upon our feet and a lamp upon our path.
你的话语也是我们信心的根基和磐石。
Your word is the foundation of our faith, is a rock for us.
愿我们每一个人将神的话语记在我们的心里。
May every one of us remember your word in our hearts.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那么我们今天还是继续来查考马太福音八章的经文。
Today we'll continue our study of Matthew chapter 8.
那么在我们上一个主日呢，我们看到耶稣和他的门徒在一个大风浪的夜晚渡过加利利海。
Last Sunday we studied the story when Jesus and his disciples sailed across the Sea of Galilee.
在那一个大风暴的夜晚耶稣给他的门徒上了非常宝贵的一课。
In a stormy night, Jesus gave his disciples a precious lesson.
这个宝贵一刻的题目就叫信心。
The title of that lesson was faith.
其实我们今天我们所有的人，无论你是在风平浪静的日子，还是在大风浪的漆黑的夜晚。
Today, for every one of us, it doesn't matter whether you are going through smooth sailing or you are going through a stormy night.
我们都需要最上帝给我们最宝贵的礼物就是信心。
We all need the most precious present from God, which is faith.
那我们刚才所读的经文呢，就是渡到海那边之后，接下来发生的事情。
The verses we just read today told us what happened after they sailed across the Sea of Galilee.
啊，耶稣渡到海那边，行了一个神迹，就是把污鬼和邪灵，就是从一个被鬼附的人身上赶出来，进入猪群。
On the other side of the sea, Jesus performed a miracle, which is to drive out the demon out of a demon-possessed person, and he drove demon into a herd of swine.
然后这样的一个神迹呢，我们知道在马可福音的五章和路加福音八章都有同样的记载。
The same miracle was also recorded in the Gospel of Mark and Luke.
啊，我们曾经多次的我们说明过，就是四本福音书所记载耶稣基督的生平，他们的侧重点是不一样。
We've explained many times that the four gospel accounts, they have different emphases.
啊，就好像一个人站在一个三面镜的这个更衣室里面啊，他在照镜子。
It's just like one person standing in front of three mirrors.
啊，然后这每一面镜子照出这个人不同的侧面。
Each mirror will reflect from a different angle.
啊，每一面镜子上面所呈现出来的形象啊，可能会有一些细微的差别，因为是照到不同的角度。
So there could be minor differences between the three different images since they come from different angle.
啊，但是照到的是同一个人。
Yet, they are reflections of the same person.
所以四本福音书记载耶稣基督的生平，他们的侧重点不一样，然后他们所针对的读者群不一样。我们以前曾经多次说明过。
So the four different gospel accounts, they target different audiences and they record slightly different details. We've explained that before.
啊，那么对于主耶稣基督，赶出人身上的鬼进入猪群这样的一个神迹啊，福音书里的记载也有啊一些不同的地方。
Regarding the miracle Jesus just performed, driving the demon out of the person and into the swine, different gospel accounts, they also differ slightly.
啊，第一个不同的地方是地点不同，这件事情发生的地点不同。
The first difference is where it happened.
啊，在我们刚才所读的马太福音的经文，这里读到是啊，在加大拉人的地方发生这件事情。
In the account of the Gospel of Matthew, it says it happened in the country of Gadarenes.
啊，那么在马可福音记载呢，是在格拉森那个地方发生这件事情。
Yet in Mark's account, it says it's the region of the Gerasenes.
啊，其实呢，这为什么会有这种地名上称呼的不同呢？这是对一个地区的不同的一个叫法。
Why would there be such differences in the names of where it happened? It could be just different names for the same region.
啊，就好像我们今天在这个城市，有一块地方啊，有些人称它为 Boise， 也有些人称它为是 Garden City， 其实都是那一片地方啊。
Just like the Garden City in Boise, some people will say it's part of Boise. Some people call it Garden City.
啊，还有人习惯称我们这个地方叫做这个 Trail Valley， 也有人习惯称我们这个地方啊叫做啊 Meridian 啊 Boise。
And some people refer to this region as Treasure Valley, and some people use city names like Boise, Meridian.
啊，那么在这个关于这个神迹的记载呢，在不同的福音书里还有一个不同的地方，就是到底有几个人身上的鬼被赶出来。
Regarding this miracle, another difference is exactly how many people were demon possessed.
在我们刚才所读的经文，这里我们看到的是有两个人。
In Matthew's account, there were two people.
啊，在马可福音的五章的经文里面呢，让我们看到是一个人。
In Mark chapter 5, there was only one.
啊，其实这也是一个非常容易理解的事情。比如说，啊，一个大学教授在课堂上面，啊，给同学上课，上完一节课，你问他，你们这个课堂上有多少学生？
That's actually something quite easy to understand. For example,A professor is teaching a college class, and afterwards people ask him, how many students are in your class?
啊，他可能只记住那个跟他有互动，只记住那个积极问问题的学生，别的学生他完全没有印象。
Probably he would only remember those who actively participated in class discussions, and he wouldn't remember much about the rest of the students.
马太福音和马可福音共同的地方就是他们记载那一个与耶稣有对话的那一个人。
The commonality between Matthew and Mark is that they focus on the person who dialogued with Jesus.
啊，我们再一次就是说明，就是不同的福音书在记载上面有一些啊，有一些你可能觉得不同的地方，只是来非常全面的反映耶稣基督这样一个生命非常丰富的人，也是神的形象。
We want to explain one more time that the different accounts in different Gospels, they, when you put them together, they will show us the full image of Jesus Christ, of how he is the Son of God.
如果弟兄姊妹还有印象，我们在以前我们曾经在主日当中我们查考过这个神迹，我们已经查考过一次，就是赶鬼入猪群这个神迹。
If you still remember, we actually shared a message on this miracle before.
那么首先我们看到呢，这一个人是非常可悲的一个人，这个被鬼附的啊，非常可悲，然后他被所有的人所抛弃和拒绝，所有人看这个人像死人一样。
First, we can see that the demon-possessed person was very miserable. He's rejected by all the people.
甚至他的家人也很讨厌他，就是弃绝他。
Even his own family, they rejected him.
然后这个被鬼附的人自己也很讨厌自己，经常的伤害自己，拿石头砍自己。
And even he himself hated him, and he often hurt himself with stones.
但是耶稣基督依然拯救他。
Yet our Lord Jesus Christ saved him.
那么耶稣拯救这个人，结果也产生的一个负效果是什么呢？就是有2000头猪的损失。
And there's a negative economic impact for Jesus to save him. The cost is 2,000 swine.
结果当地的人都让耶稣，你走吧，你走吧，让他离开。
And afterwards, all the local people want Jesus to leave.
在我们上次查考这个神迹当中，我们主要看到耶稣对这样的一个没有价值的人（加引号哈，没有价值的人），耶稣是何等的爱他，渡过加利利海来拯救这一个人，然后又走又离开。
So last time when we shared this message, the emphasis was how Jesus valued this valueless person.And he came specifically across the Sea of Galilee to save him, and afterwards he left.
虽然所有人看这个人没有价值，他的家人都看这个人没有价值，这个人自己看自己都没有价值，但在上帝的眼中，在耶稣的眼中，这个人的价值非常非常的宝贵。
Even though all the people, including his own family, even including himself, consider him of no value, yet in the eyes of Jesus.He has value, and Jesus came to save him.
这是我们在上次查考这个神迹当中我们所侧重思想的。
That was our emphasis when we considered this miracle last time.
那么我们今天从另外一个角度，我们来思想耶稣所行的这个神迹，更深的认识耶稣，也更深的认识我们自己。
So today, let's look at this miracle from a different angle, so we can understand Jesus more deeply and understand ourselves more deeply.
首先我们可以看到这个被鬼附的人是被魔鬼何等的伤害。
First, we can see how deeply this person was hurt by being possessed by demon.
我把这个相关的圣经给大家读一下。
Let me read you the relevant verses.
在马太福音8:28-29，我给大家读一下。28节，耶稣既渡到那边去，来到加大拉人的地方，就有两个被鬼附的人从坟茔里出来迎着他，极其凶猛，甚至没有人能从那条路上经过。他们喊着说：“神的儿子，我们与你有什么相干？时候还没到，你就上这里来叫我们受苦吗？”那么在马可福音5章也有同样的记载，我给大家读一下。马可福音5章第2节到第7节， 耶稣一下船，就一个被污鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎着他。那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能绑住他，就是用铁链也不能，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜在坟茔里和山里喊叫，又用石头砍自己。他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼叫着：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。啊，刚才这两处经文呢，记载的是耶稣所行的这样的一个神迹，那个被鬼附的人遇见耶稣所发生的一些事情。
So both Matthew and Mark recorded how this person interacted with Jesus.
马太福音记载了这个人的凶猛。
And in Matthew, it recorded how fierce this person was.
然后马可福音不仅记载这个人很凶猛，更记载这个人很可怜、很可悲、很悲惨。
And in Mark's account, this person wasn't just fierce, he was also very miserable.
啊，然后耶稣只用一句话就赶出这个人身上的污鬼。
Jesus drove out the demon with just one command.
在马太福音的记载，耶稣连续所行的神迹当中，我们可以看到耶稣是有权柄的人。
In Matthew's gospel account, we could see that Jesus is one of authority.
啊，首先在彼得岳母的家中，我们看见耶稣医治那患病的人，许多患病的人，反映出耶稣对人是有权柄的。
In the house of Peter's mother-in-law, Jesus healed many sick. And so we can see that Jesus has authority over people.
在那个大风浪的晚上，耶稣平静风浪，表达耶稣对大自然是有权柄。
In the stormy night, Jesus calmed the storm. That showed us Jesus has authority over nature.
在这里我们看到耶稣赶鬼，是表达耶稣对这个属灵的世界是有权柄。
And in today's gospel account, we see that Jesus drove out demons. It showed that Jesus has authority over the spiritual realm.
我们曾经强调过，马太福音所侧重的是介绍耶稣是万王之王，耶稣是有权柄的君王。
We once said that the emphasis of Matthew's gospel account is that Jesus has authority. He is the King of Kings.
所以马太福音强调这个被鬼附的人何等的凶猛，但是耶稣只要一句话就把他身上的鬼赶出来。
So Matthew told us how fierce this demon-possessed man was, yet Jesus drove out the demon with just one command.
而马可福音让我们看到这个人的悲惨命运，耶稣是怎样的怜悯了他。
Mark's account showed us how miserable this person was and how Jesus had mercy over him.
不同的福音书都记载这个人对耶稣所讲的话有一个共同的地方，就这个人来到耶稣面前说：我与你有什么相干。
Both gospel accounts recorded the dialogue between Jesus and this demon-possessed man, and the demon said, What have we to do with you?
然后这个人说或者魔鬼借着这个人说，你不要让我受苦。
And this person said, or maybe it's the demon through him, he said, Do not come and torment us.
这个人，我们看到他住在坟茔里面。
We could see that this person lived among the tombs.
力大无穷。
He's very strong.
没有人能够制服他。
Nobody could bind him.
但是他也被所有人抛弃，很显然弃绝。
Yet he's rejected by all the people.
然后他也自己厌恶自己，自己伤害自己。
He even hated himself, and he often hurt himself.
很显然，他这样的一个悲惨的命运、悲惨的人生，是魔鬼施加到他的生命当中来。
And obviously, the reason why he's in such a miserable state is because of the demon.
我们看到魔鬼对人的伤害是何等的可怕。
We could see how horrible demon can hurt people.
但是最可怕的是什么？就是这样的一个悲惨的人。魔鬼让他依然对耶稣说我与你有什么相干。
Yet the most horrible thing the demon did to him is to let him say, What have we to do with you, Jesus?
这是最可怕的事情。一个如此 需要被拯救，需要被怜悯的人，但是他被魔鬼的谎言所欺骗，他仍然觉得耶稣跟我没有关系。这是魔鬼在人身上所做的最可怕的一个伤害。
That's the most horrible thing, and for such a miserable person to say to Jesus, "What do I have to do with you?" And even though he needs Jesus the most.
所以从一开始，从圣经一开始，我们就看到魔鬼对人所做的最可怕的事情，从一开始就是让人远离神，让人觉得我不需要神。
From the very beginning, the Bible tells us the most horrible thing the demon did to people is to let them feel that they don't need God, to let them depart from God.
从伊甸园开始，魔鬼就利用亚当夏娃他们心中的私欲和骄傲，就告诉他们啊，你们不需要神，你们只要吃这个果子，你们就可以像上帝一样。
Since the Garden of Eden, the devil utilized the desire and pride of Adam and Eve to tell them, "You don't need God. You can go away from God."
然后就说你们自己就可以成为像神了呀。
That you can be like God.
结果亚当夏娃他们被自己的私欲和骄傲牵引，就中了魔鬼的诡计，最后背逆神，就离开伊甸园，成为罪和死亡的奴隶了。
Adam and Eve fell for the devil's trick, and they sinned, and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and they departed away from God.
那么，魔鬼其实一直在人身上，就是散布各样的谎言，就是让人觉得我不需要上帝。
And the devil hasn't stopped lying to us to make us feel that we don't need God.
那么当这个被鬼附的人来到耶稣面前说我与你有什么相干，当然我们可以有不同的理解这句话。
When this demon-possessed person came to Jesus and said, "What have I to do with you?" And to what he said, we may have different thoughts.
Yeah. 那么第一个就是我们可能很清楚可以看到，因为在这个人他心中的魔鬼认出了耶稣是谁。他知道这是神的儿子，他要来责罚、刑罚我、审判我。
First, we could see that the demon on this person, he knew Jesus. He knew Jesus came. Jesus may have come to punish the demon.
所以这个魔鬼对耶稣说神的儿子我与你有什么相干？你到这里来要我受苦吗？
That may be why the demon said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" And do you come to torment me?
那么第二个很显然，这个被鬼附的人，他成为魔鬼的奴隶，他也在对耶稣讲这样的话：我与你有什么相干？你不要让我受苦。
And secondly, now this person is possessed by demon. He has become a slave of the demon. So he himself was also saying to Jesus, "What have I to do with you?"
那么在马可福音记载，耶稣问这个人的名字。
In Gospel of Mark, it recorded a conversation between the demon and Jesus, where Jesus asked the name of the demon.
耶稣问他说：“你名叫什么？”这个人回答说：“我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。”
Jesus asked the demon, "What is your name?" And he answered.Our name is Legion, for we are many.
这个群在当时是一个罗马军队的一个军事用语，表示有几千人的一个大的一个军团。
Legion is a military term. It refers to a military unit consists of several thousand soldiers.
我们从这个人对耶稣的回答，我们第一个可以看到这个人的嚣张和骄傲。我们人很多，我们是一群。
From the answer, we could see how proud the demon was, and he's saying, "We are very powerful, for we are many."
但是从另外一方面可以看到，其实像这样的抵挡耶稣、拒绝耶稣、对耶稣说我和你有什么相干？这样是很多很多的，是一大群。
And we could see there are many evil spirits who resist and reject Jesus.
然后最让我觉得。就是很难理解，甚至是哭笑不得。就这个人 他居然对耶稣说求你不要叫我受苦，他居然对耶稣讲这个话。
And it's quite hard for me to understand for it is ridiculous for those demons to say to Jesus, do not torment us.
因为在我看来这个人已经够苦了，对不对？已经太苦了，生活太，人生太悲惨了，活得都不像一个人了。
Because from my perspective, this person is already in such a miserable state. He's really not living a human life.
还能怎么苦呢？还能苦到哪去呢？
How can he be more miserable?
但是他居然认为耶稣会让他继续的苦，更苦。
Yet he thought Jesus may add more torments to him.
当我看到这个人对耶稣所说的话，我与你有什么相干啊？你不要让我受苦。我想起我以前，其实我听过很多次类似的话。
So when I see this person said to Jesus, "What have I to do with you? Do not come and torment us." It reminded me what other people said to me.
我以前向我的同学同事传福音的时候，他们往往第一句话就对我说：“你信你的耶稣，我信我的。”耶稣跟我没有关系，这跟我不相干。
When I try to share the gospel with my classmates or my colleagues, and often they first say to me, you can believe in your Jesus, and he has nothing to do with me.
耶稣跟我有什么相干？你的信仰跟我有什么相干？你信你的好了，我信我的，你不要干涉我的信仰。
What have I to do with Jesus? You can believe in your faith, and I can believe what I want to believe.And he has nothing to do with me.
第二句我经常听到的就是也是一个类似的话，就是我以前向我的同学同事传福音的时候，他们往往会说，哎呀，信耶稣有什么好，我现在自由自在的挺好的。
And the second thing I often heard would be for people to say to me, what good is there to believe in Jesus? Now I'm quite free.And if I believe in Jesus, I will lose my freedom.
然后我信了耶稣，很多这也不能做，那也不能做，不是找罪受，我不要受那个苦，我现在很自由，我很开心。
If I believe in Jesus, then I can't do this and I can't do that. I will lose my freedom. And now I'm free. If I believe, then I will have a lot of suffering.
就很像这个被鬼附的人对耶稣所说的话不要让我受苦。
And what they said was just like what the demon said, do not torment us.
所以这是魔鬼放在人心中的诡计。第一个就是跟我有什么关系，第二个就是我信的耶稣有什么好
That's the trick demon played with our hearts. The first thing is what does Jesus have anything to do with me? The second thing is do not torment us.
如果我们看圣经中这个被魔鬼所附的人，这个人真的是最需要耶稣的一个人，他是最需要耶稣的一个人，他生活这样的悲惨。
From the gospel account, we can see that this person is actually someone who needs Jesus the most. He's in such a miserable state.
但是他居然听信魔鬼的谎言，对耶稣说，你与我有什么相干，你不要让我受苦。
Yet he fell for the lies of Satan, and he said to Jesus, "What have I to do with you? Do not come and torment me."
我以前曾经向我的一个朋友传福音这个朋友是一个生意很成功的一个生意人。
I once shared the gospel with a friend of mine, and he's a very successful businessman.
但是他家庭当中存在非常严重的问题，他的夫妻关系他跟孩子的关系是非常非常的糟糕。在我看来，这一家人只有好好认真的来信耶稣，他们或许可以得着上帝的恩典和怜悯。
Yeah, there were a lot of problems inside his family and in his relationship with his wife, in his relationship with his child. And from my perspective, the only way for the family to get out of their misery is for all of them to believe in Jesus.
但是当我向我这个朋友传福音的时候，他是怎样跟我回应我
？Yet when I shared the gospel with him, and how did he answer me？
他的态度是非常的那种轻蔑的态度。他说：“那都是些婆婆妈妈的那些女人，没有事情做的女人才会去信什么耶稣。
”And he showed a lot of contempt for me, and he said, "Only those trivial and idle women would believe in Jesus."
他说：“你跟我的老婆讲就好了，你不要跟我讲。” 啊，这都是无知的女人、懒惰的女人去信的东西。
He said, "Don't talk to me. Go talk to my wife. Only the idle and ignorant women will believe in Jesus."
那我跟这没关系，没关系。
Yes, I have nothing to do with him.
在我看来，真是不可思议。我觉得他最需要的就是耶稣，但是他却是这样的说，这跟我没关系，跟我有什么相干？
It's quite ridiculous to me, for I can see that he's the one who needs Jesus the most, yet he said, he has nothing to do with me.
其实这个世界上每一个人都需要耶稣。
The truth is, everyone in this world needs Jesus.
啊，在这个世界上没有不需要上帝怜悯的人。
In this world, nobody doesn't need the mercy of God.
啊，很多人会说，啊，我没有那么愚蠢，啊，我没有那么糟糕。啊，我可以管好我的生活，我不需要上帝。
Some people may say, "I'm not so stupid. I'm not so miserable. I don't need God."
啊，但其实这是被魔鬼的谎言蒙蔽了双眼，看不见自己生命的真相。
That's only because they are cheated by the lies of Satan, and they are deceived. So they are deceived, so they couldn't see the true status of their life.
这个被鬼附的人是一个孤独的人。
This demon-possessed person was very lonely.
今天美国最严重的问题是什么？有人做过调查，70%的美国人认为他生命中最严重的问题是什么？
What's the most serious problem in modern American society? And somebody did a survey.
大多数人说孤独。
And most people answered it's loneliness.
啊，无论你是住在坟茔里面，像那个被鬼附的人。是无家可归的人，还是你住在一个豪华的房子里面，你的妻子、你的丈夫就在你身边，但是很多很多的人觉得孤独。
It doesn't matter whether you live among the tombs by yourself or you live in a mansion with your wife and children, yet many people feel that they are very, very lonely.
人与人相处越来越难了。
More and more difficult to get along with people.
现在有一句开玩笑的话，就是说啊，让我们彼此伤害吧。
There's a running joke. Let us hurt each other.
当然这是开玩笑。
Of course, it's a joke.
但是从另外一角度，真的是事实啊。
But it has a lot of truth in it.
人与人之间真的是彼此伤害的。
We often hurt each other.
啊，为什么人与人越来越难相处？因为每个人都想当上帝啊。
Why is it more and more difficult to get along with each other?
这是魔鬼放在人心中一个最深的谎言。你可以成为上帝啊。
Because everyone wants to be God. That's a lie of Satan. That you can be like God.
每个丈夫都说，我比我的妻子聪明，我是对的，我的妻子要听我的。
Every husband says, "I'm smarter than my wife. My wife should listen to me."
啊，每个妻子都说，我的丈夫是愚蠢的，我比我的丈夫聪明，我的丈夫要听我的。
And every wife says, "My husband is stupid. I'm smarter. My husband should listen to me."
每个小孩子对父母说：“你们这代人 out 了，什么都不懂了。”
And every child says to his or her parents, "Your generation is out. You don't understand anything."
跟你们谈不通，什么都不懂。
Yeah, I can't talk to you, for you don't understand anything.
每个父母对孩子说：“你懂什么？”
And every parent says to their children, "What do you know?"
我有必要尊重你吗？吃我的，喝我的，穿我的，住我的。
Do I need to respect you? You live in my house, and I feed you, and I put clothes on you.
所以你会看到一个很奇怪的现象：越是在所谓文明发达的地方、富有的地方，人越容易觉得孤独。
And you can see the strange phenomena.And the wealthier the society, the more loneliness there is.
所以这个被鬼附的人，你可以看到，他是一个很孤独的人，但是他能力很大，力气非常大。
From this demon-possessed person, we can see that even though he's very lonely, yet he's very strong.
啊，在一个发达地区、富有的地区，人们觉得自己很有本事，我拥有很多的资源，我的能力很大。
Advanced society, people think we are wealthy, we have a lot of power.
我可以成为上帝。
We can be like God.
结果这样的人呢，越来越孤独。
Yet those people, they are getting more and more lonely.
人际关系全部破坏掉。
and their relationship with other people are totally destroyed.
有一次我和我的妻子就是去到我们一个朋友家，这个房子在我看来真的是很豪华。
Once Lydia and I went to visit a friend's house, and to us that house is a mansion.
就他们家的狗都住得很豪华，他们专门给他们家狗盖了一个很豪华的房子，还有专门有人来照顾他们家的狗，就专门有人照顾他们家的狗。
Even their dog lives in luxury. They had a special dog house built for the house, and they had somebody taking care of the dog.
然后他们家所有的东西都是高档货，一尘不染，东西摆得一丝不乱的。
And everything in their house is very expensive, and everything's in its own place, and his house is very tidy.
就是有时候这个茶杯没拿稳，一滴水滴到地板上，这个女主人就要立刻把它解决掉，弄干净。
And if you drop a single drop of tea on the floor, the mistress of the house will come and wipe it clean.
但是我和我的妻子坐在那里坐了一下，我觉得哎呀冷得受不了，很冷。
Yet Lydia and I, when we were sitting there, I feel so cold.
不是说他们家的房子温度很低，但是心里确实感到那种寒冷。
It's not because of the temperature inside the house. It's I feel a coldness in my heart.
他们夫妻两人是彬彬有礼的。
And both the husband and the wife were very courteous.
然后他们彼此是非常有礼貌，讲话是非常有礼貌。
And they were courteous with each other.
但是我们心里非常清楚，只要我们一走，他夫妻两个马上各回各的房间，关上房门，再不说话，因为他们很长的时间都没有兴趣给对方讲一句话。
Yeah, it's very clear to us. As soon as we leave, they will go back to each other's room and close the door for a very long time. They were not interested in talking to each other.
因为有客人来嘛，装一装。
Only because there were guests, they had to pretend.
在这个豪华的房子里的人，住着的人，他们的心是非常冰冷的。
Even though they lived in a mansion, yet their hearts were very cold.
所以当我跟冯海离开那个房子，我不约而同地说，哎呦，我说这真的像个坟墓一样。
So after we left, we both said, that the house felt like a tomb.
我们看到那个被鬼附的人好可怜，住在坟地里面好可怜。
When we saw the demon-possessed person living among the tombs, we pity him.
今天很多人住在冰冷的坟墓里面。
Yet today many people live in cold tombs.
我们看那个被鬼附的人好无知，好愚昧，拿石头砍自己，伤害自己。
We may think the demon-possessed person was ignorant and he hurt himself. He often cut himself with stones.
今天一样的，很多人伤害自己。
And today, many people are hurting themselves.
有些人通过暴饮暴食的方式，让自己忘记一些事情。
Some people overeat, try to make themselves forget about some things.
有些人把自己沉浸在这个网络的虚拟世界里，让自己脱离这个现实的世界。
Some people surf the internet, trying to escape the real world.
有些人用各种各样的麻醉品。让自己暂时的去回避他一些不想接触的东西。
Some people use drugs to numb their pains so they can escape from the things they couldn't accept.
我以前就是我很久以前我在公司里工作的时候，我出差去到日本、香港，我都见到他们在清晨大街上经常见到有人就是睡在马路边。
A long time ago, when I was on business trips to Hong Kong or Japan, and early in the morning, I often saw a lot of people sleeping by the side of the road.
我可能不能说很多很多，但是我确实是见到过好多次。
Maybe I couldn't say there were many people, but I've seen it quite a few times.
你看日本很有意思，这个街道一尘不染，干干净净的，但是旁边躺一个醉鬼躺在那里，就是凌晨早上的时候。
And it's an interesting feature of Japanese society. You can see the street is squeaky clean, yet you can see somebody sleeping right by the side of the street.
他们不是无家可归的流浪汉，他们都是穿西服打领带的上班族。
They were not homeless people. They wore suits and ties. They had jobs.
他们下班了之后，不同的酒吧拼命的喝，把自己灌醉，然后回不去家，就只有睡在马路上。
And they, after work, they hopped from bar to bar, and they were drunk, and afterwards they just slept at, by the side of the street.
那些暴饮暴食的人，那些用麻醉品的人，那些用酒精灌醉自己的人，他们都那么愚蠢，他们不知道做这些会伤害自己吗？
Those who overeat and those who use drugs, those who drink alcohols, don't they know they are hurting themselves?
他们跟那个拿石头砍自己的人没有区别。
There's no difference between them and this demon-possessed person who cut himself with stones.
很多人活在这种悲惨的境地当中。
A lot of people are living in misery.
但他们觉得我跟耶稣有什么关系？我不需要被拯救。
Yet they feel.What do I have to do with Jesus? I don't need to be saved.
啊，我前两天就前两天我看了一个新闻，有一个在英国一个中大奖中百万欧元的一个女孩子要告这个彩票公司。
A few days ago, I read a piece of news. There's a British girl who's suing the lottery company.
啊，她说她中了百万美欧元之后，她的人生比以前痛苦十倍。
For she said, after she won the lottery for €1 million.Her life was 10 times more miserable than before.
然后她自己非常确定的一件事情，她说我这辈子再找不到爱情了。很年轻的女孩子。
And she was very sure that she would never find true love.
因为所有来到她面前的人都是冲她钱来的。
For everybody who wants to date her, they were after her money.
她以前的那些朋友，有的就干脆离开她了。
And a lot of her old friends just left her.
有的完全变成另外一个样子。
And some totally changed.
她说是太痛苦了，比我的人生痛苦十倍。
And she said, it's so painful. It's 10 times more painful than before.
啊，我们可能很多人说，哎呀，这个女孩子太愚蠢，这个女孩子太没有知识。如果我中百万欧元，我不会是这个样子。
Probably many people would say, this girl is so stupid.And she's so ignorant. If I won €1 million, I wouldn't be like her.
不一定的。
Not necessarily.
啊，我们每一个人最很普遍的一个问题就是，我们每个人都认为我们比我们的真相更加聪明。啊，怎么说就是，我们总认为我们很聪明，但事实真相不是这样的。
Oftentimes we think we are smarter than we actually are, but that's not true.
很多人都像那个被鬼附的一样的孤独，一样的绝望，一样的人际关系被破坏，一样的看不到出路，一样的伤害别人，他也同时伤害自己。
Many people are just like the demon-possessed person, and they are as hopeless, they are as miserable, and all their relationship with other people are destroyed, and they couldn't see any way out.
然后他们伤害别人的同时，他们事实上也在伤害自己。
And as they hurt other people, they are hurting themselves as well.
很多人跟这个被鬼附的人也犯同样的错误。这个被鬼附的人很凶恶的、凶猛猛的来到耶稣面前。当然，马可福音记载他是下拜啊。
Many people commit the same mistake as the demon-possessed person. This person came to Jesus very fiercely, even though in the Gospel of Mark says he worshipped Jesus.
但是他对耶稣说，我与你有什么相干？
Yet the word coming out of his mouth was that, what do I have to do with you?
但是今天还有很多朋友，他很有礼貌，他很 nice.
And today many people are very courteous, they are nice.
然后当我们一些基督徒朋友给他们传福音的，他说，哎，谢谢你跟我讲这些。
Yet when Christians share the gospel with them, and they would say, thank you for telling me this.
但是以后不要再跟我讲这些了。
But please don't talk to me about this anymore.
这些跟我没关系。
For I have nothing to do with it.
我们在一起谈文学、谈艺术、谈政治、都很好嘛。
We can talk about literature, arts, or politics. That's good.
你信你的耶稣，我信我的。
You can believe in your Jesus, I believe what I want to believe.
在我们看来，这是两种完全不同的人。一种人是凶恶的逼迫基督徒抵挡福音。
we may think of them as two different types of people, and one type will actively resist Jesus, resist the gospel.
另外一种很客气的，哎，请走吧，请走吧，不要再说了。
And the other type is very courteous. They will say, "Oh, please leave."
但是可怕的是，这两种人在上帝眼中看是一样的。
Yet in God's eyes, they are the same.
他们最后的结局是一样的。
And they have the same destiny.
我们再来看这个被鬼附的人对耶稣说的第二句话，就是不要让我受苦，或者你来是要我受苦吗？啊。
And let's see the second thing the demon said to Jesus. Do not come and torment us, or have you come to torment us?
啊，很多人啊，我以前跟我的同学、同事传福音的时候，他们也有同样的看法。他说：“我现在自由自在，挺好的。我信耶稣以后，受很多的约束。”
When I share the gospel with my classmates or colleagues, and they often said the same thing to me. They said, "I'm very good now. I'm free, and I don't want to believe in Jesus."
啊，他说：“我不像你那么傻，我不要失去自由，我不要受这些约束，我不要受这份苦。”
He said, "I'm not as stupid as you are. I don't want to lose my freedom. I don't want to go through suffering."
啊，我们看刚才看到这个被鬼附的人，他很孤独。但是你从另外一个角度看，这个人自不自由啊
？And we just said, the demon-possessed person was very lonely. But from a different angle, do you think he's free?
啊，有些人可能觉得他很自由啊。
Many people would think that he's free.
想干什么干什么，铁链都损不住他。
He could do whatever he wants, and even shackles and chains couldn't bind him.
啊，力大无穷，任何人的话他可以不用理，不用听。
He's very strong. He didn't have to listen to anybody.
他有自由，有能力。
He was free, and he was very powerful.
但是呢，他却没有幸福。
Yet.There's no happiness in his life.
啊，如果我们看到街上的流浪汉，有时候我真的有这个想法，我觉得哎呀，他好自由啊。
If we see a homeless person, sometimes I think, oh, how free he is.
啊，以前我们教会附近有一个 homeless， 然后我跟他讲过很多次，我要不要送到需不需要我把他送到这个 Boise Rescue Mission 那里去。
There used to be a homeless person near our church, so I once talked to him and asked, "Do you want me to take you to the Boise Rescue Mission?"
然后他不愿意去，他不愿意受约束。
And he didn't want to go, for he didn't want to submit himself to any constraints.
啊，然后我还看到有一些人好像没有什么自由，就是我们教会很多的。弟兄爱自己妻子的弟兄或者被妻子所爱的丈夫们。
And when I see when I look at a lot of brothers in our church, and they are loved by their wives, but I see that they don't have a whole lot of freedom.
他们下了班赶紧的回家，老老实实的回家。
After work, they just want to go home.
然后不是说到处去喝酒啊，到处怎么样。
They don't go to bars to drink.
啊，有时候哎呀，这个人生有什么乐趣啊？一天到晚的就知道回家。
And people may say, that there's no happiness in their lives after work. They just want to go home.
但是他幸福。
Yeah, actually, they are quite happy.
所以很多的时候，我们所看到的所谓的自由，其实不是真实的自由。
So a lot of times, the so-called freedom are not true freedom at all.
啊，当年亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面。啊，可能有人会觉得，哦，他们追求自由，他们追求不被上帝的诫命所捆绑。
And when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, some people may say they were going after freedom. They didn't want to be limited by God's commands.
但是当他们抵挡上帝、背逆上帝的时候，他们成为罪和死亡的奴隶，他们再也没有自由了。
Yet when they rebelled and resisted God.And they lost their freedom.
所以今天啊，很多时候我们面对福音的时候，有的时候我们也有一个错误的态度，我们被魔鬼的谎言所蒙蔽了我们的双眼。
And oftentimes we have the wrong attitude toward the gospel, for the lies of Satan covered our eyes.
啊，第一个就是我不需要耶稣，跟我没关系。
The first thing is to think that I have nothing to do with Jesus. I don't need the gospel.
真相是你需要。
And the truth is that you need it.
你在这个世界上就像那个流浪的孩子，就像那个没有牧者的羊一样流离失所，这是我们不认识耶稣基督的人人生的真相。
And in this world you are like a wandering child and you actually need God. That's the truth.
所以当耶稣来到这个世界上，他看到这些人，他感到这些人全是流离失所啊，没有牧者的羊，个人偏行己路。
When Jesus walked the earth and he saw the people and he felt that they were like sheep without shepherd and they need him, they need to be saved.
啊，然后还有一个对福音的误解，就是我信耶稣之后我失去很多，我要受苦。其实不是的，你得到很多。
The second misconception about the gospel is that if I believe in Jesus, then I will lose a lot of things. I will lose my freedom. And that's not true. You will gain freedom.
其实你得到真正的自由，不受捆绑的自由。
You will gain the true freedom.
圣经说那些真正信靠上帝的人，他们行走在这个世界上，他们在地如同在天。
The Bible tells us those who believe in Jesus Christ and when they walk the earth, even though they are on earth, it's as if they are in heaven.
啊，我曾经就是鼓励我们一些年轻的弟兄姊妹来思想，当我们想在地如同在天，你第一个想到的是什么？
I often encourage the young people and ask them, when you think about living on earth as if in heaven, what's the first image that comes to mind?
啊，其实对于我来说，我第一个想到的真的是很自由的人生，不被约束、不被捆绑的人生。
To me, the first thing that comes to mind is freedom. And once you believe, then you are no longer under constraint.
我们在这个地上短暂的一生，如果我们能够信靠耶稣，我们来跟从他，信靠他，我们的人生不是要失去自由，要受苦，我们的人生是得到真正的自由，得到最丰盛的生命。
And our days on earth are short, and if we believe in Jesus, we will not lose our freedom. On the contrary, we will gain the true freedom.
而且最美的就是你在基督里所得到的自由和喜乐，没有什么可以夺去的。
And the most beautiful thing is that the freedom and joy you gain in Jesus cannot be taken away by anything.
啊，我见过很多人，啊，无论是所谓成功的人，或者无论是啊所谓失败的人，他们为很多事情后悔。
I've met a lot of people, whether they are successful or not, they often have regrets on many things.
啊，有人后悔，哎呀，我当年读大学的时候选错了专业，结果现在干这个。
Some people regret that they chose the wrong department in college.
啊，有人说，哎呀，我当年进错了公司，结果干这个。
Some regret that they chose the wrong career.
啊，有人后悔啊，辞了职，有人后悔搬了家。
And some people regret for quitting their jobs, and some people regret for moving to a different house.
啊，甚至我还见到有人后悔来到了美国，想，哎呀，我现在要留在国内多好。
I even met people who regretted the decision of coming to the U.S. and they said, my life would be much better if I stayed in China.
啊，我还知道有些人啊，回国之后又后悔，我干嘛回来呀？
And I know somebody who returned to China, then they.Regretted the decision.
最让人伤心的一件事情，有些人几十年生活在一起，但是他们后悔，我当年为什么跟这个人结婚组成家庭。
And some people after many decades of marriage, they regret their decision.
很多人为很多事情后悔。
A lot of people regret about a lot of different things.
后悔是在地狱里的人的一个最重要的特点。
And regret is the number one attribute of those living in hell.
圣经说那在黑暗当中地狱里的人，他们怎么样？哀哭切齿，后悔啊。
The Bible tells us those who are in darkness, there will be gnashing of teeth.
以前有一本很著名的书叫《神曲》，但丁写的，但丁的《神曲》。
There's a famous book, Dante's Divine.What's you guys the young
神曲
Dante's Divine Melody Divine Comedy
OK 那他说这个 这个人他进到地狱里，地狱里门口有一个牌子，那个牌子有一句话非常出名，大家知不知道？
And in the book, somebody came to the gate of hell, and there's a sign. Do you know what's on the sign?
所有进到这里来的人要丢弃希望。
The sign that all who enters will have to give up hope.
在那个地方没有希望了，无穷无尽的后悔，无穷无尽的哀哭切齿。你如果心存希望去到那里，非常非常可怕。
In hell, there's no hope. There's only regret and gnashing of teeth, and it's a horrible place if you want hope.
啊，很多人为很多事情后悔，但是我从来没有见过一个人后悔信了耶稣成了基督徒。我从来没有见到一个人后悔他成为基督徒。
A lot of people regret about a lot of different things, but I've never met anyone who regret being a Christian.
无论他的人生经历什么，
no matter what they experience in life,
他的信心可能会有起伏，
there are ups and downs in their faith.
但是我没有见过一个人说他后悔当年信了耶稣。
Yet I've never met one who says,He regret being a Christian.
我以前曾经拜访过一个老基督徒，他也是一个在中国大陆就是很著名的一个科学家，他是中国科学院的院士。
I once visited an old Christian brother, and he's also a famous scientist. He's a member of Chinese Academy of Science.
然后我们在一起聊了好几个小时，他们是一对夫妻，都是基督徒，就常年在主里服侍的。
We had conversations for several hours. Both the brother and his wife were Christians, and they served the Lord for many, many years.
啊，几个小时跟我们津津有味的讲，当年他们怎么样因为信仰受逼迫，当年在怎样一个艰难的环境里，他们坚持聚会，坚持去传递圣经。
And for several hours, they talked to us about.How they were persecuted, how through the persecution they didn't stop meeting, and how they shared the gospel with people around them.
啊，说到这里的时候，七八十岁的老人那个像个小孩子一样，眼睛里全是光啊，就兴奋的像孩子一样。
And when he was talking about those things, even though he's 70 or 80 years old, he was just like a little child. You can see the excitement in his eyes.
有时候我还问问他，哎，我说，为什么有人称你是光谷之父啊？为什么有人说你是什么？就是我想让他，也谈一下他这个世界上的成就，科学上的成就。
And during the conversation, I asked him about the prestige he had in his scientific career, and I want him to talk about his accomplishments.
他的几个儿女在人看来也都是很成功的，去很好的大学啊，怎么样
？His children were also very successful.
但他完全对这些没有兴趣。
Yet he's not interested in talking about his accomplishments.
唯一让他眼睛里发光的，就是他回想那些信靠耶稣、跟从耶稣、服侍神、服侍教会的那些日子。
The only thing exciting to him was his days when he was serving.The Lord, when he was serving the brothers and sisters.
后来就是当我跟冯海出了他们家，离开这对老夫妻，后来我跟冯海，我们就说，我这就叫成功人士啊。
And when Lydia and I left their home, and I told Lydia, they are those who are truly successful.
他们其实住在一个非常普通的地方。
Their house was very ordinary.
那么有一首。古老的诗歌唱得很好，无论陆地，无论海洋，耶稣同在就是天堂。
There's an old hymn saying, whether land or sea, with the presence of Jesus, it is heaven.
我们来一起读一处圣经，约翰福音十章十节，我们可以看到投影。
Let's read John 10:10 together.
约翰福音十章十节起，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。那个被鬼附的人，他的生命被魔鬼撒旦完全毁了。
The demon possessed person, his whole life was destroyed by Satan.
然后魔鬼撒旦最恶毒的就是用谎言蒙蔽他的双眼，让他察觉不到自己对上帝的需要。
And the worst thing Satan did was to cover his eyes with lies, so he couldn't feel his needs for God.
一个如此需要被拯救的人，居然来到救主面前说，我跟你没关系。
Such a person desperately in need to be saved, yet when he came before Jesus, he said, "What have I to do with you?"
但是感谢神，耶稣没有对他说，好，你跟我没关系，我离开，我跟你也没关系。耶稣没有讲这个话。
Yet thanks be to God, Jesus didn't tell him, "Yes, you have nothing to do with me," and Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣依然拯救他，给他一个全新的生命。
Jesus still saved him and gave him a new life.
那么在马可福音记载，马可福音和路加福音记载，这个人被耶稣赶出他身上的鬼之后，这个人坐在那里，穿上衣服，他以前是赤身露体的。
In Mark and Luke's accounts, they specifically mention that after Jesus drove the demon out of him and he was sitting there, he put on clothes. He used to be naked.
然后圣经专门记载一句话说，他心里明白过来。
And the Bible specifically mentioned that now he understood.
明白什么呢？
What did he understand?
明白他以前的日子被魔鬼谎言所欺骗的日子何等的悲惨，以前原来他是赤身露体的，他不知道。
Now he understands how miserable he was when the demon was on him.
那么他现在明白过来，耶稣拯救了我，耶稣给我全新的生命，我现在活得才像一个人呢。
Now he understands that Jesus saved him, and now he started living like a person.
啊，原来我力气很大，我为所欲为，天不怕地不怕。
He used to be very strong and powerful and fear nothing.
但是那样的生命是可等的可怕，可等的悲惨。
Yet that was a horrible and miserable life.
像野兽，像魔鬼。
He was living like a demon, like a wild animal.
伤害别人，也伤害自己。
He hurt others and hurt himself.
现在穿上衣服，老老实实地坐在那里，像个温顺的绵羊。
And now he put on clothes and just sit there like a sheep.
啊，现在明白过来，我现在活得才像个人呢。
And now he understands that this is the life of a man.
他明白什么呢？他明白耶稣对他的爱。
What else does he understand? Now he understands the love of Jesus Christ.
他想到我曾经凶狠狠地来到耶稣面前说，你与我有何相干？啊，我与你有何相干？
He remembered he came to Jesus and said, "What have I to do with you?"
但是耶稣依然爱他，依然拯救他，用很大的代价换回拯救他的生命。
Yet Jesus loved him and saved him at a great cost.
当主耶稣渡过加利利海，踏上海那边那一片土地，就像光照到了黑暗里。
When Jesus sailed across the Sea of Galilee and reached the other side, it's just like light was shown upon darkness.
然后，约翰福音也告诉我们，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The Gospel of John also tells us, light shines upon darkness, yet darkness doesn't receive light.
啊，那个被鬼附的人对耶稣说，我和你有什么相干？
The demon possessed person said to Jesus, "What have I to do with you?"
啊，到最后我们也看见那块土地的人，他们要求耶稣走。
In the end, we could see that all the townspeople asked Jesus to leave.
但是我们也看见耶稣在那片土地留下一个他的使者。
Yet we also see that Jesus left a messenger.In that land.
就是那个被鬼附的人，被耶稣所医治的人，耶稣留他在那个地方，给他一个使命。
And the messenger was the demon-possessed person. Jesus left him there and gave him a mission.
以后你在这里就要做光了。
From now on, you will be a light in this place.
你要告诉这黑暗当中的人，上帝在你生命中的大作为，为你做了什么。
You need to tell the people in darkness what God has done in your life.
啊，愿意我们今天我们来到神的面前，我们不要再对上帝说，我和你有什么相干。
May every one of us, when we come before God, we wouldn't say, What have I to do with you?
愿意圣灵的光真的照到我们的心里，驱散我们心中一切的黑暗，拿掉蒙蔽我们双眼魔鬼的谎言，让我们真的看清楚我们自己人生的本相。
May the light of the Holy Spirit shine into our hearts and drive away the darkness so we can see through the lies of Satan and we can see that we truly need God.
然后我们对耶稣说，愿你来到我的心中。
And we can tell Jesus, I want you to come into my heart.
最后我们要知道，耶稣与我们每一个人都相干。
And finally, we need to understand that Jesus has everything to do with us.
他代替我的罪，代替你的罪，被钉在十字架上。
He bore my sin, he bore your sin, and he's crucified on the cross.
他代替我们接受罪的刑罚，悲悲惨惨地死在十字架上，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He received the punishment for sin in our place on the cross.And he died, he was buried, then he rose again on the third day.
他用他在十字架上流出的血立下了牢不可破的约，让那些一切信靠他的，跟他永远相关，永远在一起，得着那永远荣耀的生命。
With the blood he shed on the cross, he established a new covenant, so all of those who believe in him will have a new life, and they areconnected with him forever.
愿意我们今天每个人说，耶稣，我要与你相关一辈子到永远。
May every one of us say to Jesus, Lord, I want to be connected to you forever.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, I praise you and thank you.
感谢你在我们这短暂的一生当中，你的圣灵在我们的心里做工。
I thank you that in our short life, your Holy Spirit is working inside me.
我们本来我们不知道我们从哪里来，为什么来，到哪里去，为什么去。
I didn't know where I came from and why I came. I didn't know where I'm about to go and why I need to go.
但是主耶稣基督，你让我看见啊，我们的生命是有价值。
Yet Lord Jesus Christ, you showed me that my life has value.
你用极重的代价，你让我们每一个人的生命能够得到全新的价值。
At a great cost, you give value to my life.
让我们这些信靠你的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So those of us who believe in you will not perish but have eternal life.
我们的今天，我们的眼睛虽然看不见你
，Even though we cannot see you with our eyes，
但是我们这些被主耶稣基督所宝血所洁净的人，你给我们有一个新的生命。
Yet for those of us who are cleansed by your blood, you've given us a new life.
我们今天可能还在黑暗当中。
Maybe we are still living in darkness.
但是你要让我们在这黑暗当中是盐是光。
Yet you want us to be salt and light in the darkness.
让我们有一天能够在天家与你在一起。
So one day we can be with you in heaven.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, 非常感谢